Hello, am I still on?
This is Sam.
Okay, yeah, Sam, this, you're now in the P&B meeting. We've gotten to your item on your report. You can proceed.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much for this opportunity. I appreciate it. So some of the board members have raised concerns about the precarious financial situation, and I definitely would like to address that. That's the most important topic. But let me first give an update on the audit. The fiscal year 14 audit is going very well, and we have been able to supply about maybe 70 to 80% of the information that have been requested by the auditors. I'm expecting that the majority of the groundwork should be completed in the next couple of weeks, but then we can take up some of the big ticket items. And I would like to mention one of the concerns that the auditors have raised, and that is the going concern issue. That's a serious point, and I mean, just to explain that what it means, that say they would like to see a plan that they can meet our cash flow requirements for the next 12 months. So I'm working with the leadership team how to gather the information and how to put together a credible plan that they can verify, and they can agree that say, they would drop their concern about the going concern. There are serious implications about the going concern issue. It's difficult to do a regular business if that is contained in the audit report. And I can expand on that a little bit later in my question and answer session. There's another point that the auditors say that is concerning with the audit, that last year we paid about 140,000 in the audit fee. So based on the current progressive billing that I have received, I am anticipating that say the audit fee say for this fiscal year 14 should be roughly about 150,000 or so, if not more. And we don't have the money to pay the bill. So the issue would be that, say, immediately after the fiscal year 14, we will not be able to proceed at the fiscal year 15 audit if we don't clear the dues. So I just want to make this point, but then I want to move on to point number two, because I want to address this cash flow issue, say, together. So moving to point number two, I have made some important staffing changes at the national office, because I realized when I joined in that the skill level of some people were not up to the level that we needed, especially in relation to the complexity of the matter that we deal with day to day and the backlog that we are seeing. I have made a replacement where I have now skills in people who can handle the complexity and the demands that say we have to handle on a daily basis. I am still keeping the headcount to be the same, and not kind of adding to the overhead. And I will sometime discuss about the staffing needs a little bit more in detail, because there are some critical needs there to fill. So let me, and I am brief in my comments, because I want to cover a number of issues. Moving on to point number three in my report, I would say that there are two stations which are going through considerable financial difficulty. And because this is an open meeting, so I don't want to name the names, but I think the board members are probably well aware, say, which I'm referring to. And I can give some broad indicators that that can point to my statement, to the validity of my statement, that these stations have been consistently late in payment of their dues, like for the central services, for other essential services. We have to send continuous reminders for making meeting the deadlines for the payroll. and that too is not happening. There's no transparency and visibility at this time in these stations with respect to the financial reporting and the backlog that may be accumulating there. So I'm working with the management actually to resolve these issues because probably there may be some administrative action that may be needed to resolve this. But the reason why I'm kind of elevating this at the board level so that the board is fully aware, and I'm most likely what is going to happen is that say there will be some structural changes that will be required in the operations of these two stations. This is quite well documented. Actually, I was reading some of the minutes from the National Finance Committee, and these issues have been raised there as well. So let me.
I'm sorry. This is Janet with a point of information for the chair.
Yes, Janet. Okay.
Since can we add in the IED to the call, because there are some issues that probably we would want to hear from her on as well?
Sure, if there's no objection from the body, we can call up the IED. Okay.
This is Bill. I object. We don't have an IED right now.
Well,
other than you, Tony.
If that's your only objection, I don't see any problem with you. If there's a question to it, we call her on the line. Okay, I'm sorry, Sam, you can continue.
Okay, so let me complete that point. That's I was talking about the two stations being in acute financial distress. And I would recommend that there should be a closed session where we can talk more openly about the financial situation, and we can come to some resolution or some kind of decisions how to go forward. Because this kind of connects to my earlier point that I was talking about, about completion of the fiscal year 14 audit, and one of the requirements there is to submit a credible plan. If two stations are going through financial difficulties, it's very difficult to put together a comprehensive plan which can pass the test of accuracy or being considered as valid. So, and in terms of timeline, I would say that this is critical, because if we want to finish the fiscal year 14 audit by the end of March or early April, then we need to have some decisions made. Let me move on one other important point that I would like to mention is about the cash flow concerns. What I have been observing that almost all the stations are having cash flow problems. Some of the stations are not as acute in financial distress, but as I mentioned about some others. But still, what is happening is that the listener support is not proving to be adequate and timely. There's a listener fatigue that is coming in, and the harder we try, the lesser we are getting. So, and when I was tasked with this assignment to put together a credible plan, basically then I started looking into what are the different options. So I had a meeting with the leadership team just about maybe a week back, and then I encouraged all the station managers to explore different ideas for alternative sources of funding. I think this is becoming critical to the point that the board may also have to be involved, but based on the suggestions of some of the board members, it is considered to be more appropriate that I work closely with the Finance Committee. And I really appreciate the support that I have received from the chair, Brian Edwards-Tiekert. So all the suggestions that they have received, I will be forwarding to him. And through the finance committee, I will be I will be working closely with Brian, and then whatever the suggestions come up, then the finance committee itself actually proposes some specific suggestions to the board. The reason why, again, this is becoming critical, I can mention a few reasons actually why short-term funding and some alternative sources are required, because, say, reason number one, that we should not count on the CPP money for at least 6 months or so. We have to complete the fiscal year 14 audit, and then we have to move on to fiscal year 15 audit before we can do the filings for the CPP. So we cannot really count on the on this money, on this grant money coming in the short order. The second thing is that, say, in order to make up a credible plan for meeting the short term needs, we have to bridge the hole. Whatever the funding gap that we are finding, we have to come up with some alternative means where we can meet the cash flow. The third point I would like to make is that we definitely have to raise cash, not only the $150,000 that is anticipated for the audit fee for fiscal year 14, but very soon the audit fee will accrue for the fiscal year 15 audit. Because I'm going on a very ambitious plan that immediately after the fiscal year 14 audit is done, I would move on to fiscal year 15 audit. So combined together with the three or four reasons I have given, the other more compelling reason that is coming in is actually that, say, if some stations are not able to meet their obligations, we have to draw money from other stations. And that puts those stations into trouble financially because they're already stretched to the limit. I don't like doing that, but we are under obligation at the national office to make sure that the payroll is done. There cannot be any compromises there, or there cannot be any delays. So these all are very compelling reasons. So I'm not suggesting any, I am not making any recommendation to the board at this time for any specific alternatives or any sources of funding, but I am definitely requesting a special board meeting, a closed session, where we can discuss these issues in a greater detail, and we can come up with suitable alternatives in how we make a unified statement to the auditors, and provide some direction to the leadership team how to make their stations more financially sound. And because of the critical nature of these issues, I would suggest that, say, this should happen sooner rather than later. In that closed session, also, we can discuss about the financial viability of the two stations that I have referred to in the past, and some quick decisions have to be taken. So I would rather like to expand on these, actually, and I would be more than willing to answer questions. So I would like to end my presentation here at this point and take up the questions now.
Okay, we'll take a stack.
And phone number after the beep. We will return.
Hello?
Bill for the staff.
Hello?
You got Bill?
Anybody? Janet.
Anyone else? Okay, Bill.
Thank you. I really want.
Who was that?
I'm sorry, Adriana.
Adriana, and okay, Bill.
I really want to thank Sam for going after these important issues and questions. They really are important. I think I should caution about going into executive session to discuss finances. Finances are public information, our financial reports and our budgets and all that. So it's kind of hard, except for contracts, it's hard to even imagine what of that should be discussed in executive session. Maybe some others will want to talk about that too. But, you know, I think it's pretty well known that the The two stations that had the biggest deficits last year are WBAI and KPFK. People are talking about WPFW, but its deficit was less than either of those other two. And I know there's been, all three of them have had trouble with the meeting central service payments and things like that. But so has KPFA. All of our stations have sometimes had problems with that. KPFA would have much, would be much worse shape if the bequests that were attributed to them incorrectly last year were corrected. That needs to be fixed in the financial report that was sent out. They got some bequests that were almost $1 million, and it was improperly attributed to KPFA as revenue, and it should be as to go to the national office. But I agree with you, we need looking at other sources of revenue, and we need to get changes to get our listeners back. Our mission doesn't mean anything if we don't have listeners, and we're driving them away with long fund drives, and we've got to change something to get the finances under control, or we're going to be going into bankruptcy. And I hate to say it, but it almost feels like we're being pushed towards bankruptcy.
Bill, I'm afraid your time is up.
Michael, to the stack.
Who was that?
Michael Novick.
Okay, Michael, then Jenna Kay now.
No, the
point,
other
point of order, Brian.
No, I have, Brian, you had a point of order?
Are you taking a stack on questions or commentary?
Well, generally, we're taking a stack on questions, but that's generally what the goal is. We're taking a stack on questions. Please, we're trying to get members to avoid making commentary. Okay, the next person we had is Janet Kay, Adrian, and then Michael.
Okay, so first of all, I'd like to know if we have a bill, or what is the latest bill we have from the auditor, and how much does that bill say we owe to the auditor? And then the other has to do with, I'm going to give a little background. The PNB passed a multi-part motion in closed session on October 29th, 2015, regarding KPFA having deposited a $400,000 bequest check made out to Pacifica Foundation Radio into KPFA's bank account. KPFA was mandated to do a number of things, including providing an accounting of the allocation of the money. Per item 2 of that motion, KPFA was also mandated to transfer any remaining balance to the PNO. The accounting that was provided in November listed a remaining balance of $90,000. And so my question is, or the next question is, did that transfer happen? And then my third question has to do with two of the other items in that motion that involved revising the plan to repay KPFA and the revision of the KPFA and PNO budgets based on that whole thing. Did that happen as well?
Time.
Yeah, so let me answer those questions. Actually, we currently have about 70,000 outstanding in the fiscal year 14 audit fee, and we have not received the latest statement from them. This is quite dated, like say about maybe until January. So this bill is going to mount pretty quickly. Regarding the 90,000 outstanding amount from the from KPFA for the 400,000 grant that we have received. We have not received that 90,000 from KPFA. Third point you had raised was about the budget reallocation. That has not been done. I have tried to address this issue with the KPFA team, but looks like there's a lot of controversy surrounding it, so we will need some clear clarification on these issues.
Adriana.
Yes. Hi, Sam. I have various questions. The first one, because I believe that that's, as I said before, as important as increasing revenue, is a way that you use that revenue. Haven't you implemented already the auditor recommendation for the last 2 years in a row about the lack of appropriate segregation of duties within the cash receipt area? Is that implemented already? I mean, is happening?
So let me address that, Ariana. That's a very important point. The reason why we are not able to implement this because, say, there's a lack of manpower at different stations. Two stations don't even have a business manager. At the other stations, the segregation of duties is not possible because one of the there's only one person who handles all the mail, all the checks, all the deposits, and also pays the bills. In theory, these functions should be separate and should be separately handled by different people. But because we don't have, so many people working on the accounting job, so this is all combined into one person. And that is what is creating more problems. And, we really have to come up with some planning how to address that concern that the auditors had.
Just a quick point, Venetia says she dropped off the call. Could you call her back? Michael?
I'm back on the call.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Thank you, though.
All right.
Okay. I'm sorry, but I need to know because you are telling me that, we have so little employees at the station that we don't do what we are supposed to be doing. What we answer to the members. I mean, I'm sorry, we cannot watch what's going on. We cannot follow the recommendation of the auditors. And don't worry, just trust us. We will take care of your money. Don't worry. That is because you are telling me that 2 years in a row, and I know that in some stations we have enough people to make that recommendations that are so important. We need to implement it. It's not if we want it. We must. Thank you.
At the tone,
Alexander,
please record your
back,
message.
Please.
When you have
we had Michael and then Alexander.
Ron Fishback on stack.
Was that?
Ron Fishback on stack.
Okay, we have Michael, Alexander, and Pinchback. Michael.
Our local station board has created a fundraising committee. We're trying to talk about ways that the local board can raise funds off air for the station. I'm wondering if you see any role for the local boards and the national board in trying to, resolve the income problems.
Mr. Chair, we are at time on the CFO report.
Do we have a motion to extend?
So move 20 minutes.
Been moved that we extend 20 minutes. Is there any objection to extending 20 minutes? Without objection. Okay, Sam, did you hear the question?
No, I did not hear the question.
Could you repeat that, Michael?
My question was... Did you see any role for the local board, the national board, in raising funds to help with the income problem?
Yeah, I definitely see a very useful role, for the local station board members. And in the leadership, team meeting, I have encouraged the station managers actually to contact the local station board members and to use their contacts and their influence in fundraising and in coming up with the different alternatives. And then, forward those suggestions to the Finance Committee or to me or to Lydia, and then we will forward that to the Finance Committee so that we can shape a kind of a uniform policy and then recommend to the board. So, yes, the local station board members have a very useful role.
Okay. Alexander.
Thank you. First, Sam, thank you very much for your presentation. I just wanted to verify, did you say that you wanted to go into executive session during this meeting so that you could elaborate more? If so, I would be for that.
The issue is that, I have a delicate balance between, say, what statements I make and what information I disclose in the open session and what I should not say. but at the same time, I have to communicate the urgency and the critical nature of the issues. So I hope that I'm trying to balance the two and still be able to maintain that kind of urgency and the purpose in my presentation. And that is the reason why I'm recommending that we go for a closed session where we can discuss about the, we have not talked about the structural or kind of a strategic alternatives that we need to implement if we have to remedy the situation for the long term. Because this cannot continue to be a drag on the stations that say are doing well. So that is the reason why I'm suggesting that we meet.
Thank you very much.
Alexander, did you finish?
Yeah, I just wanted to just thank him, and if now is the time to motivate a motion so we could go into executive session.
No, we can't.
We'll have to see. I mean, there are certain specific items that we have to go in executive session for. Some of that can be public.
I understand.
Just discussing finances is not in and of itself to go in closed session. We have to review.
No, I agree with that wholeheartedly. I just feel a sense of urgency from the CFO.
Point of order?
Adrian, what's your point of order?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I think that I heard some female voice asking for to be on the stack.
See, who? I didn't hear you. What's that?
Grace Aaron, I asked to be on the stack.
Okay, we'll add you to the stack.
Me too, please, Adriana.
We just had you, Adriana. We'll put you on the second time around if nobody else is wanting to go. Okay, next person is Pinchback. Pinchback.
Couple of questions. Yeah, a couple of questions. Considering the drop in revenue network wide, is there any consideration or any observation you want to make about the possibility of reimagining an underwriting policy, a national underwriting policy for the entire network, if we have to go that route? The other thing is that rebuilding or enhancing the IT structures of each station, social media and other things, and vital components of broadcast now, and each station needs support in those areas to enhance what they do. Those are money makers. Your thoughts?
Yeah, so these are all very good suggestions, actually, and they came up during the leadership team meeting. I was a little bit surprised that, say, the underwriting policy has a very passionate discussion. Some of the board members seem to be opposed to the idea, and some are in favor of that, and I hear both the sides. But there's another issue involved there that, say, we have to comply with FCC standards. So what was considered to be more appropriate that we collect all the information from different stations and their recommendations and then forward this to the Finance Committee, and there we craft a draft policy which we can present to the board, and then it can be debated, and then it can be agreed upon, or at least there should be an up or down vote, whichever way, and then we can communicate to the stations. So that was, with respect to the underwriting standard.
Number after the beep.
With
return your call.
With respect to you, there's an echo. With respect to your another point, how to explore the technology and the alternative media or the social media. That again definitely is a very good good idea, and it can be explored both at the national office level and how to enhance IT functions and how to make it more user friendly or how to attract more listeners, because what I've been hearing is that the people get attracted when the apps are on their mobile phones. definitely that can be explored, and I would very much encourage that the IT team may participate in this, and maybe we can have a kind of a test, a pilot project going for this to just kind of test some markets.
Thank you.
Ms. Aaron.
In my experience, there have been many fundraising committees begun at the different local station boards, and except for some exceptions, and this is over a period of at least 10 years, very little actual significant amounts of money have been generated from those efforts. Board fundraising is extremely time-consuming and can be very difficult, especially as Pacifica's Charity Navigator rating is extremely low, making it hard to fundraise. Now, there are some exceptions. KPFT has done some community fundraisers that have been successful, and I think KPFA has had some in the past successful off-air fundraising. However, I would suggest that the CFO look for other ways to balance the budget, possibly in expense reduction and other methods, because board fundraising does not have a very good success rate in my experience, although I could be wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. In the past, in Pacifica, even though it's been brought up many, many, many times, nothing's ever really come substantially into fruition.
Yeah, that's a valid concern. That's a valid concern, and that is the reason why it was thought appropriate that, say, in order to have a very intensive discussion on the various proposals or various options, the best option would be to go to the Finance Committee and kind of thrash out. And whatever suggestions come up, then those should be presented to the board. I understand that, say, the board is not really a fundraising board. It's more towards the governance. So we can thrash out a lot of discussions and condense the ideas into something that, say, maybe more meaningful and that can be implemented quickly and easily.
Is anyone...
Janet, for the staff...
Janet, you've gone. Is there anyone who hasn't spoken and wants to ask a question? Before we go on a second go around, anyone who wants to ask a question to the CFO? Okay, then we first we had Adriana, then Janet K. Adriana?
Yes. Sam, you know, I hear a bunch of. Advice about underwriting that is we discussed before, I don't think that belongs to only a small group of people. We will be talking about the core of the Pacifica Foundation, and I don't believe that is something that we need to take lightly. But everything that you advise us now sounds like you already gave up on asking the GMs and the PD to increase listeners. Our main objective is not money, is listeners, is membership, is having an audience. And I don't understand why it's not mentioned even once that if we are not producing programmers or products and we are not reaching listeners, obviously The managers gave up a long time ago, or some of them, I'm sorry, not all of them, but some of them gave up in trying to increase listeners. Doesn't make sense that the radio, the first priority, is increasing listeners?
So, by any means, I'm not suggesting that we should not increase the listener and the network coverage and those things. But I'm watching the trends, and I'm looking at the facts and the figures and the statements that I'm getting from different station managers and the leadership team. And there's a unanimous consent that, say, we are hit with the laws of diminishing returns. the more and more we are trying, and some stations actually are running 200 days in a year, fund drives, and they are not producing results. They are not able to meet the budgets. So at some point in time, I have to face the reality. And that is what I'm presenting. It is not my personal opinion or my passionate discussion or anything. I'm just presenting the facts here.
No, I'm sorry, Sam, but that wasn't my question. I was trying to say something different here. I'm asking. You are asking the people that doesn't have the option and is not increasing listenership, and you are believing what they said, and that's the whole thing? That is my goal. We should increase our product. We don't sell anything else. The product is the radio, the programs. We need to reach people, because if not, we are inconsequential. Doesn't matter if we have money or not.
Let him answer your question.
And so Adriana, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I don't disagree at all. And one of the performance standards for the station managers actually is to increase the listenership. And the other day when I was talking to Lydia, she mentioned that she will be definitely enforcing this very strongly in the evaluation, say, for the station managers, that why are they not able to increase the listener support. So I'm not in any way, I'm not kind of trying to diminish the value or the importance of listener support and increasing it. But then when it comes to kind of hard the dollars and hard the numbers, then I'm stuck at a difficult spot. That is the point I'm trying to make.
Nancy to the stack.
Okay. I'm going to go with
and
Nancy.
Bill again.
And then we'll go with Janica. Yeah, Nancy.
Yeah, I just wanted to follow up on this listenership business. I think we're talking about two different things. We're talking about listenership support, and we're talking about listenership. The current listeners are already tapped out, so that listener support you can't really raise. But I talk to so many people I know who are in the social justice area, and they, you know, I say, well, didn't you hear that show on WPFW the other day? And they say, what's WPFW? People, all these new people that are moving into our area, they're not aware of the station. They're not aware of the programming on it. They don't, the listener grid, I mean, the programming grid is not publicized. The station is not publicized. We don't advertise that we're there. Our listenership is dwindling because we're not going out and getting any more listeners. And, you know, so listenership and listener support are two different things. And I hope that we have a plan at National to, or maybe, you know, get some experts in at National. Is there a plan to do that to increase our listenership? We already have Buku watts that can reach way out. What is the plan to increase our listeners, the number of listeners that we have?
To address that issue, actually, I would suggest that generally I've seen in different organizations, position for a national business development director who definitely, pursues the interest for on behalf of different stations, and then who is also an expert in writing grants. Unfortunately, this position does not exist, or somehow there's some kind of a bad experience or taste with things being conducted at the national office. So somehow in the past, we have kind of decided actually to strip the national office with so many tools and so many means with which we could implement certain plans or certain policies. So again, I would suggest that we should revisit this whole situation and come up with some directives or some plans where we can revive this basic support, that's the basic the lifeblood that we have.
Brian,
to the stack. Bill to the stack again. Brian to the stack.
Okay, Brian hadn't gone. We're going to go with Brian, and then I have Danny Kay and Bill. And who else was that?
Grace.
Grace. Well, Grace, you'll go after. Well, you already spoke, so we'll put you back on the second. Yeah, Brian.
Sure.
You know, I just want to sound a cautionary note and build on what Grace said. I've been on the Finance Committee for a number of years, and I've seen a lot of wish lists about things we could do for fundraising, almost all of which never came to anything. And I've heard the same thing about audience. And I don't think there's anyone in the network who doesn't want to build audience and wouldn't be doing it if they knew how to do that successfully. But when this comes up in board discussions like the one we're having now, it often seems like a way of burying our heads in the sand when we're faced with immediate structural financial issues. I mean, the truth is that across public broadcasting, there is a slow but steady downward trend in FM listening of 3-4% a year. It doesn't mean some stations don't build audience. It doesn't mean we can't, but it means we're swimming upstream on those initiatives. In the short term, we're having extreme difficulty scraping the money together to pay bills. We have large structural deficits. We have stations that seem to have clearly crossed a tipping point where their fund drives have gotten so long that they're preventing them from building any kind of audience. They're driving audience away. So we need to be talking about what our pathway back to solvency is. How do we get the audits that get the CPB money? What costs can we cut without cutting fundraising? Many people within the network feel we're already cut close to the bone. Do we need to be shutting down temporarily or permanently parts of the network that we can't afford? Are there assets we can sell or borrow against in order to be able to meet our needs? These are like the hard choices that face boards and institutions in the type of situation we're in. And just doing wishful thinking about board fundraising that has never happened in the 10 years I've been involved with these boards on a level significant enough to register a blip on our finances does not help us. It just defers the hard decision-making that has to happen to keep us alive as an organization.
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry, but we passed already 2 minutes. Allocated time.
Okay, we still have at least until 11:30, unless somebody want to extend this time on this item.
Ms. Bill, I'll move to extend time until 11:30 Eastern.
Is there a
second?
Is there any objection to extending this item to 11:30, which is our adjourn time? Okay, no objection. We'll go back to the second round of stack. I think we, Danny K, Bill, and then Ms. Aaron. Janet
K. Yes, I think this conversation is good, and we need to increase listenership, but that's not the purview of the CFO. This is the CFO report. I also agree there needs to be restructuring at this time, but I have a motion that can address some of this immediately, and I'd like to move it. May I?
Yes, could you speak?
Yes, I will. My motion is, in order to pay for the outstanding balance of $70,000 due to the auditors, I move that the CFO implement the motion the PNB passed on October 29, 2015, regarding the $400,000 bequest with respect to item 2 of that motion, and actualize the transfer of the $90,000 balance due from KPFA to the PNO, and also implement items number 3 and 4 regarding the revision of the plan to repay KPFA and the revision of the KPFA and PNO budgets. And I'd like to motivate that.
First of all, haven't gotten a second.
Oh, sorry.
This is Bill. I'll second it. I'd like to find out more of the specifics.
Could you go, do you want to motivate that?
Yes. So I know this will be hard on KPFA, my own station. but we the audit is has is priority, and there is outstanding balance due, as Sam had said, and so if that can be paid, we want to take care of that, and then there might be some extra money available. The motion, it was reported out. This was in closed session on October 29th. So you can go to the Pacifica website and see the report out of it. And it just spells it out, and it spells out different steps and things that needed to be done or are supposed to be done. And it has not, only the first item has been implemented. There are three others that were not. And one of them, that, or the second one, is the remaining balance being transferred to the national office.
Can
I make a quick comment on this?
Okay, yeah, Sam, you want to make a, well, first of all, let me, we'll put you on to respond to that, Sam. Yeah, and then we'll take a stat.
Yeah, I want to respond to Janet's. So that's a very good, suggestion. But unfortunately, what is happening is that, say, even KPFA is not able to pay the central services. For February, they are still about 17,000 behind. And that's the reason why I'm kind of hesitant in kind of counting on this money to come from KPFA, because I don't see any money there.
Okay, let's take a stack.
Brian?
We're taking a stack on that Janet K's motion. Anyone else? All right, Brian?
I'd like this motion to be referred to the Finance Committee. My understanding is the balance between KPFA and the national office is different from what Janet cited, and she's asking us to make an accounting determination with no supporting documents. If you want to reconcile the inter-unit payable account, we can have the Finance Committee take a look at them. But it's also a somewhat academic question that the cash is not lying around to transfer.
Well, you point of personal privilege.
First of all, you making a motion to that effect, or what are you saying, Brian? Are you making
the motion is to refer to committee, to the Finance Committee.
Okay.
Point of personal privilege.
Okay, let me get a second to that, and then I'm going to get to your personal privilege. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Yeah, Janet Kay, what's your personal privilege?
Well, there was documentation sent about that balance, and I can forward it, but the director was implying that there was the accounting did not happen, and it did, and there is documentation for that.
Okay, the motion on the floor is to send this to the Finance Committee for review, as I understand it. And is there a discussion on this motion, or is there any, I assume there's objection, but if there's any discussion on this motion?
This is Margie.
Yes, Margie.
Well, Janet's right, there was a report sent to the National Board on this question, but at the a local station board meeting and in discussion, there was differences of opinion about the money, and so I think that you know, that needs to be reviewed. It seems to me that based on what Sam said, it doesn't make any sense to pass this motion as if there were money available. There simply isn't money available, and I don't, you know, why should this why should KPFA be treated any differently than the rest of the stations?
Point of order, Nancy?
Yes, Nancy?
Just wanted to see if we're planning to get to item C on the motion Coburn sent in on the WBAI LSB officer and WBAI director election motion. If we need to, can we extend the meeting by 15 minutes so we can get to that?
We passed that item. And we just voted to go to 11:30 to this item. to close the 11th committee's adjournment time.
We passed that motion?
We have passed the motion, but we ran out of time, and the board voted to not extend time to consider that motion.
Okay. I'm sorry. I missed that. Okay. Never mind.
But the motion on the floor now is to table, to refer this to the Finance Committee for review. Any further discussion on that motion?
This bill, just going to ask Janet, I can't find that on the Pacifica website. Can you send, I remember hearing about it, listening to it on the meeting, can you send that to all of us, please? Whether it's referred or not.
All right, we have time.
Yes, and I will send the other documentation as well.
Okay, we are at time. We're going to have to take a vote on this motion. Madam Secretary, can you take a vote on the referring this to the Finance Committee for review? Could you call the roll?
Aaron.
Abstain.
Alexander.
Yes.
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 It's you.
Yes.
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 Jim Brown.
Pass for a minute.
Pass. Castanets.
No.
No.
No. Crozier.
Yes, I get, but assuming the Finance Committee's meeting before the PNB, it looks like that.
Yes. Edward Speaker. How do you vote? Brian?
I was knocked off the call. What's the motion?
Your motion.
Your motion to refer.
I'll vote yes then.
Yes, Fuentes. Fuentes? Gammon?
No.
No. Goodman?
Yes.
Coburn, no. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Wangaza?
No.
Patel Adams?
Yes.
Pinchback?
Yes.
Jordan?
Yes.
Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes, Roberts?
I thought she didn't have a vote.
What do you mean? She's back on the.
Okay, we don't need to. Four. You can go finish the roll. Okay.
All right. Jim Brown, you passed.
Yes.
Okay. Let me count. Roberts abstained.
Thanks.
Counting. I have 11 yes, 4 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting. And I want to, first of all, thank CFO. Thank you for your diligent work. I want you to know that we appreciate what you're doing and hope you stay in there doing it. I want to thank everybody on the call because we're at adjournment now, and I want to thank you for your service, and I think we had a civil, productive meeting today. So thank you. We may have to look at we'll probably send out a notice for a continuation meeting to finish the items that we have on the agenda, probably either the 17th or the 24th, the 3rd or the 4th Thursday of this month. So we will have a continuation meeting to continue the items, hopefully to finish the items we have on the agenda.
Thank you, Tony.
Mr. Chair.
Who is that?
Yeah. Is there any way that we can find out what's going on that our members are saying that our stream is so spotted that people can go in and out and people cannot listen to the whole meeting?
I think we have to address, I don't know if Otis is still on the line.
Okay.
He may have to respond to that. Otis, are you there?
His line was there, but...
Done here.
We have a lot of music.
We don't need to take this up right now.
Yeah, we're in adjournment. Thank you all for your service.